Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers, and welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for The Real Housewives of Orange County. We're talking about Shannon's brand new start, Vicky, and we're going to be talking about the new divide between Vicky and Kelly. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
4, 3, 2, 1.
We had to pull up the level up challenge. What's up, guys? We are in the house leveling up. If you guys haven't heard the song or done the level up challenge, make sure to do it now. Check your Instagram accounts, hashtag level up challenge. I am your host, Thomas Erlina, and I have my girl here with me.
Hey, guys. My name is Maitha Creo. Super excited to talk about tonight's episode because I feel like it was so much better than last week's.
I have to agree.
Right?
I have to agree. Yes. And so far, people that are watching the show, I've read some tweets when you hashtag Real Housewives of Orange County. People are pretty happy so far. So that's good.
Yeah, that's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
That means we're coming up from last season.
We're leveling up.
We're leveling up. Yep. As Kelly is.
I know. We have so much to talk about. Welcome, welcome, everybody. So pretty much we're going to be talking about three different topics today. Shannon, it's a whole new Shannon. It's a whole new Shannon. And I mean, so far we're seeing a whole new Shannon. We're seeing Vicky with her long list of apologies and some verses
and
in the Bible.
Verses.
Yes. And then we're also going to be talking about a potential fallout and some drama that happens later on between Vicky and Kelly. I didn't know. Did you expect that?
No.
I was like, what?
You know what, though? To be honest, I was skimming through news before last week's episode, and I saw something talk about that, like this article, but I didn't want to get too much into it because I felt like that was just giving me way too much information.
Yeah.
And I'm the type of person that I like to view things kind of like The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I don't like any spoilers.
Oh,
I
yeah.
just like to watch, you know?
You literally have to put your phone down.
Yes.
And tell anybody within, like, anywhere near you to not tell you a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how I am.
And just to remind you guys, we also have our live chat up. So if you guys want to chime in on tonight's episode or have any questions for us, join the conversation. Let us know.
So we teased the segments we're going to be talking about. What is your overall perspective, or how did you really feel about this episode?
Well, to be honest with you, I think the beginning really caught me when I saw that David paid for Shannon and the kids to go on vacation.
That is huge,
right?
For an ex.
I thought they weren't talking.
I know. I think, you know, good for him and good for her. She definitely deserves it. And it seemed like that made her really happy. And before we watched tonight's episode, they were showing past seasons. And just seeing how negative and how in a dark place Shannon is, it honestly makes me so happy that she's just moving in the right direction.
Right. I'm happy to see that too. But at the same time, I need her to stop saying, oh, I'm here because, you know, it's the first time I'm without David. Or, oh, this is like a single mom thing. Like, I get it. It's difficult. I was raised by a single parent and that's really hard. But I, you know, for me to watch her, I want to see her grow more. Yeah. I want her to be like, I don't need a man. I can do this out on my own, you know?
It's kind of like we're in like two seasons of it now with kind of the same...
The sadness. And I just need her to... But hopefully next episode with her and all the girls, that'll liven her up a little bit more.
That'll liven her up. And I think she's back with her crew. It's been so long since we've seen the party crew together.
They're back together.
Like the last two seasons, it's been pretty much all of them in a triangle of just disaster. And now we're going to get to see them turn up.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Do you think it has to do with Vicky reading the Bible?
I think everybody's just so over it. Like, they're just done. They're like, you know what? We're on a TV show. Right. I mean, there's cameras. We have to literally just get it together.
Yeah. For us, too. For the sake of us viewers.
For the viewers, yeah. For sure. So, as you mentioned, you know, the Mexico trip, it seems like Shannon's in a new place. That's why I said she's turning over a new leaf. And she wants to get her girls together. Mm-hmm. And we haven't heard her say something like that in a minute.
Right.
So, that's kind of like a fresh beginning for her.
Right. And then I guess she wants to invite Vicky.
Exactly.
That's a huge shocker.
Exactly. I think even Tamara was like, well, wait.
Yeah. What? Who am I talking to?
I always thought, and tell me guys in the comments, because you guys are very heavy on our YouTube comment page. Thank you so much for watching and for sticking with us. I just think that Shannon and Vicky and Tamara together is more fun than Shannon and Tamara. I just always enjoy, like, the Vicky dynamic when they're on vacation, because
Vicky and Tamara?
No, the three of them together versus just Shannon and Tamara.
I agree.
Right? It's like they're missing someone.
They're missing that Vicky.
Yeah.
That Spice. You know?
That OG.
That OG.
So we get introduced with Gina. Mm-hmm. Early thoughts? And what are your guys' thoughts on Gina? This is a new housewife. I mean, it's I'll let you lead. What do you think about Gina so far?
So I like Gina's attitude. I like her personality. I feel like she will take no shit from no one. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of very open-minded. The only thing is what's kind of like a little bit, raises a red flag is her husband.
Yeah, all the way in northern LA.
Right. And she lives in the OC. She doesn't know where he works. And he has an apartment in LA. I mean, I don't know what type of relationship they have, but to me, it's more like a friendship.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see where this goes. This is kind of like, you know, her first time being on a reality show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it must be difficult. I mean, he came to OC to really have a job in OC, but now he got that promotion. And then being in LA, I think that definitely, I don't know, it might add to her storyline or it might not, but hopefully she delivers, because you're on a housewife show, especially Bravo, to bring it.
Do you think we'll get to see him? I have a feeling we won't.
I think we might get some pop-ins if there's like a party. Usually they have parties and maybe he might show up, but I think he's going to need to, because on other housewife shows, it's just that mystery and... You know, your job on camera is to really show your life. And if he's a big part of it, he should at least make some appearances.
Right. Yeah. Something else, too, that stood out to me was her kids. I thought they were so adorable.
They were.
But they look like they were little daredevils.
They did.
She really has her hands full with the kids.
Yeah.
And three is a lot.
Yeah, and she was talking to them like just, you know, grown-ups.
Like, exactly.
Like, did you notice
that? Yeah, she's like, you might want to use a napkin. Yeah. No, you don't want to use a napkin because the kid was washing, you know, cleaning his face with the shirt. Yeah, your shirt will do.
You know
it's
what?
Like, oh, God.
I kind of found that relatable because I just hung out with my niece yesterday and I talked to her like...
You're a bad influence to your niece?
No, it's not that. It's like I talked to her like a grown-up, because I think as you train them, it's kind of better instead of the baby talk, because then they're just like, they grow up faster. So we'll see more of Gina, I'm sure. Sure.
Yes.
And as her storyline develops, you know, she comes from New York and she's she's from Long Island. So
I'm excited to see her develop this season for sure.
Yeah. I think early on last season with Peggy, I don't think people for some reason connected with her. So I'm hoping that this doesn't happen with her, because it's always the new one that, you know, you're either in there, you know, blazing it out or you're off the show.
Right.
And no one hears about you again.
And a lot of people like to give I think that's the great thing about the OC, is that people are kind of very open fans and they like to give an opportunity and say, all right, let's see where this is going to go. And if you're good, you're golden. If you're not, you get the boot.
Yeah. So we'll have to see about that. Mm-hmm. So we also get a little bit more information out of the new housewife as well. And what are your thoughts about her? I know she definitely loves to talk about her being a lawyer, which is great. I'm all for women.
She's an attorney. Yeah.
Attorney just doing great things. And she seems to have a really good career life going on for herself and a good base. But what are your thoughts about her?
I like her so far. I do feel like her relationship with her husband is more of a friendship. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I could see that she really, really loves him. But I think one thing is it just saddens me when she says that she really wants something and her husband is just adamant of saying no, like when it comes to having another kid. And it was shocking for me to see that she didn't birth her three kids.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was her sister.
Yeah.
Which was really interesting because I was actually having this conversation with my sister the other day because I'm like, if you ever want to have kids, like, I'll have your kids for you.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I'll have them because, yeah. And she was like, you do that for me? I was like, yeah. I was like, I would do it. I'm like, but I'm thinking in my head, one, she had three.
Three
of her, you know, kids.
Yeah. I mean, see, like, this is what we were saying last week. We got to kind of be familiarized with what she does, but all the depth of everything is now coming into the second episode. So there's a lot of layers that we're going to get to know about her. And that is a huge one to have three.
Yeah. And then she has those embryos. She has nine.
She has nine. And they're all in good company. So they're not lonely.
According to her husband, they're in good company. What is she going to do with those nine?
I know. We'll have to see. I mean, I'm kind of hoping that she has one more because you know how she said that she was really close with her siblings. Right. So she wants the same for her daughter.
Yeah, but her husband was like, well, you're going to have to find somebody else to have a kid with.
That's kind of brave.
That was heartbreaking.
That was heartbreaking and brave to say on camera, you know?
You know, shame.
It's going to be.
Did you see that necklace she was wearing?
Yes.
That's all I could stare at.
Yeah, I think necklace. She has a very... We got to see her closet last week. I think she has some very expensive taste.
Mm-hmm. For an attorney, spending all that money.
Yes.
Might as well, right? So, what did you think of her?
What do I think about her? You know, I give everybody a shot at first and just kind of feel them out. Because I'm pretty much married to the show. Yeah. This is a 23-episode show. So we're here every Monday recapping all of the episodes.
Right.
So I try to give them the benefit of the doubt because... It just sucks my energy if I'm just like, oh, I hate them. I try not to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give her a chance. I think she has an interesting story. I think her talking about the fact that she has three kids and her sister, you know, helped facilitate that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with her.
To what episode do you think it kind of starts trickling down? Will you'll get to like make a decision?
I want to see.
Like, six?
Six? Okay. Yeah. I was going to say nine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, we have to see her more, you know, on one-on-ones. I think everybody has to go through that hazing phase of getting through Vicky. And because they both are working women, you know, Vicky has had some issues with other women that are not doing much.
Right.
The stay-at-home ones and the ones that aren't really, you know, that was really her, like, thing in the beginning. I think she's kind of softened up on that.
I think so, too.
But I do think that that's where they're going to either connect or not connect. Because she is saying that she does have a day job and she does work.
Yeah, and Vicky works a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. And she has her business. I want to see The Office. I know that they were rebuilding it. Remember her new...
Yeah.
Are we going to see that, Vicky?
We did. We got to see it last season. A little bit.
A little bit. But I feel like it's either done or not done.
Oh. You think it's not done?
I don't know.
It better be done.
It should be done.
She's talking about remodeling her house.
I'm still mad that Heather's off the show because she made...
Me too!
And honestly, guys, it's because I really wanted to see that house.
Me too.
You know.
They dragged us for what, like three seasons talking about this house?
Yes.
And right when it's done, it's like, sorry, you can't see me anymore.
I liked Heather. I don't know about what you guys think, but let us know in the comments. So
I liked Heather too. I miss her.
I do. I do miss her.
Nothing like Heather.
She has an interesting YouTube channel. Have you seen her YouTube channel?
Yes.
The Inside the Closet.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It is.
And it gets a lot of views. You know, I think she definitely built, and while you're on the show, it's important. It's your job, too, to be a brand, be your own self, and get those numbers in.
Yeah, I get her newsletters.
You do?
I do.
See? We have a hardcore Heather DeBro fan in here. So, the big chunk of the episode, and I know everybody's going to be talking about this tonight.
Oh, my God. We're going to get into it right now?
We're going to get into
it. Okay, let's do it.
So, we're in the Maserati, and we got to call up Kelly.
Hey, girl, what's up?
So I am going to meet, and I'm thinking about meeting Tamara and Eddie right now. What do you think? I need, like, some pep talk. But this is really what I do in real life, so...
Oh, my God. Apologize, but don't take your apology back, but apologize in your own way, but not technically your way. That's what she was saying.
Got it. I'm going to call Tamara right now.
Yeah.
Bye. So that's exactly what ended up happening. And so, you know, ironically, like, Bravo... Productions. Mm-hmm. They definitely, I mean, she's in the car and now she's heading to Oak Restaurant.
That was so planned.
It was so planned, but
it was so obviously planned. It's like, how are you going to call Kelly and say you're on your way to see Tamara and her husband? And then all of a sudden you're going to call Tamara and say, hey, so I'm like in the area. What are you up to? That was so planned out.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? Like those Bravo commercials where they over extra like dramatize a situation, but it's like supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of felt like.
It wasn't. It was so dramatic.
It was like, Vicky's calling.
Oh, yeah. Don't you always notice on the phone, too, to make sure that they're actually talking to someone?
I honestly, I think, and it's like my dream to be on a reality show. Mm-hmm. I literally think that it's all part of like the sheet of like you have to let people know who you're on the phone with. It has to be on speaker. Mm-hmm. Like they have to get that sound bite. But it was, you know, I mean, it was a perfectly set up situation. For those of you who like don't know any of this, don't listen. Like, just enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Because that kind of kills the whole watching the show because mm-hmm. that is the production side of it.
Right.
But anyways, we get there and Eddie is not vibing with this idea.
I don't blame him.
Let's revisit a little bit of why they're having some issues. It was mainly because Vicky, you know, she caused a major rift in their relationship and even in friendships or your own personal friendships or relationships when your friend kind of ruins the vibe of what you have mm-hmm. going on, that calls for some major problems. So do you think Eddie has the right to be upset?
Oh, completely. Mm-hmm. I think that he definitely deserved an apology and I think it was way overdue. Like this should have happened last season for sure. So, but I do think that her taking that step to apologize and taking ownership for what she did was big of Vicky to do. And for her to keep her mouth shut and listen to what he was telling her and asking her why, the reasoning. Mm-hmm. Because at first she was like, okay, I'm sorry, you know, like, will you just take my apology? And he's like, wait, do you want to tell me what you're sorry for? You know, yes. And I want to know the root of this so this doesn't happen again. I was shaking, thinking like, oh, my God, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it could either go one way or the other. I thought it was going to start up again.
You thought so?
I kind of thought so because, you know, you couldn't really tell by the look on Eddie's face because he looked borderline kind of like glossy eyed and like mm-hmm. it really affected his relationship. And I can understand that, you know, it's kind of like character assassination just to like dramatize the whole thing. It, you know, you're really kind of like, even though it was a rumor, it's a rumor that you shouldn't have
repeated.
And that's often what happens on these Real Housewives mm-hmm. is that it's rumors that get repeated.
Yep.
So we get seated. Vicky has this big, big, would you wear it?
I would.
I would too.
I would totally wear it.
I still think that they need to make more of those for guys because I think that would be like a longer.
Yes.
You know?
Even a short. That'll work for
that would
you.
Work?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's
so kind.
It's that fur. I'm all into like fur and the sparkle and like the bigger the better.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
And when were they filming this episode? Because she was, Tamara was literally like, did you come from the snow?
I couldn't believe that.
In the OC, regardless, I don't think there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah,
in the daytime.
Yeah,
but
she
props to
it.
Vicky. She
props to you, Vicky.
She worked it for sure. So, not only does Vicky get to the restaurant, but she has a printed out Word doc.
Yes,
that's
she
what
came
it is.
Prepared. She said did. She stayed up till 4 a.m. And she, what was it? Bible verses. I couldn't stop. I was just laughing the entire time. And I know I shouldn't have been laughing because she was trying to be serious. But at the same time, I was like, is she actually doing this right now?
Yeah.
And then she was saying where she got the verses from.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then I think as she kept on talking and apologizing, I felt that it was sincere. What about you? Did you think it was sincere?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, again, I was watching previous episodes and the finales of some of the past seasons. Oof. And Vicky would leave just in tears mm-hmm. and exhaustion. And everybody always loves to come for her because mm-hmm. they have
sorry
to.
Sorry for her.
Yeah. Well, in terms of just arguing with her, they have to argue with her. And I think that she was just drained. Mm-hmm. I think the last two seasons, she was really, I think she caught herself in situations with the going all the way back to the Brooks thing and losing that friendship with Tamara. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, like a lot of people, you kind of want to retaliate. And I think those were the times and the years that she was kind of retaliating. So anything that she could hear that was happening in Tamara's life, she would repeat it for just being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So
it came from a hurtful place.
It came from a hurtful place. Yeah. So I think at this point, new season, New Vicky, new energy, season 13. She's like, all right, this is the season where everything's going to change. And I started to see that at the end of the reunion last season.
When
she made amends with Tamara, and mm-hmm. she's like, I don't want to fight anymore. I think they probably took like 2 months or 3 months off and didn't have any like squabbles or any beef that right when the season started airing again, it was like, okay, well, let's pick off where we left off.
Yeah, and Vicky is doing all the right moves too, because she's ordering food for Tamara.
Yes.
Having it sent over to her house. Like all of these little things they really do add up.
They do add up.
So I feel like Vicky is really doing her part, and I can't say that she isn't doing what she's supposed to be doing to gain her friendship back with Tamara.
Yeah.
Right?
And Tamara is saying that she's enjoying it. I mean,
would be too. I'd be milking it. Are you kidding me?
I'm like, wait, who's there? Oh, yeah. Free food?
Thanks, bye.
Yeah. No, she's definitely enjoying the fact that Vicky is really ready to start over, and it's good. I think we said this last week on our after show.
Yeah.
It's just all new vibes, new energy. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. So, you know, she gets a little extra, though, with the shaking.
What does she do? She drops her utensils and she's dropping everything in between.
That's like TV gold, though. She is TV gold. That's why she's like the original.
I'm shaking.
You need to do that. And I think Tamara, being on the show almost just as long, knows that it's what you do for the camera. You gotta like liven up and be crazy for the cameras, because otherwise you're just boring.
Yeah. It's just a boring apology.
It wasn't going to be like, okay, hold on. You know, it was like, oh, like dropping things all over the place.
Yeah.
So that was good.
That was funny, actually.
Yeah. Were you surprised that Eddie forgave her that quickly? Or do you think he too was just done?
You know what? Eddie is, I feel like he's a really great person. And mm-hmm. I think that...
Going through a lot.
And going through a lot. And I think that what he did was he looked at Tamara and he's like, okay, if she's okay with it, I'm okay with it. If she has accepted to be her friend again, I can deal with it and make this happen for her too.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, it's like he could have easily said no, and then that would have caused more stress on Tamara. Because at the end of the day, she really wants to be friends with Vicky. There is nothing like a friendship between Vicky and Tamara.
Exactly.
And I needed to see that this season. So I feel like he kind of just gave in and said, all right, let's see what she has to say. I'm going to hear her out. And it was a sincere apology, so I don't see why he couldn't have, like, accepted it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was really big of him. He's the one that pretty much was all the drama about, because Vicky did say that, you know, he might have been gay or whatnot.
That's a strong statement to make.
It is, especially, you know, like what Tamara said, it affected her family, mm-hmm. and, you know, her kids were hearing these rumors and repeating it back to them. I mean, you're on a reality show in Orange County, as big of a area as it is. I mean, everybody in the community watches the show. So anything you really say that can really defame or do that to anybody, you're at high risk there. So
yeah,
I'm actually really happy that he forgave her. It's going to be interesting for viewers to now see just a fresh start. And if people are like, oh, there's no drama or this and that, I'm like, go watch season 12, 11 and 10.
God, that's enough. Exactly. That should be enough to cover your bases for drama.
Yeah.
I need the fun stuff.
Yeah.
That's what this season has to be about.
It is. I think they're setting the tone for a fun season, mm-hmm. and I couldn't be happier doing the after show, because, you know, I did the after shows for the last couple seasons, and
I
was mentally drained. Yeah. I think, like, leaving here, I'm like, wait, okay, that's their lives.
Yeah. Nobody cheated on you.
Exactly, you know.
Or caused, like, all this fake commotion about cancer.
Exactly. Like what I said, we're married to this show for the next couple of weeks, months.
Yeah, we have a ring on it. Not like Vicky.
We have an orange ring.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, yeah, I'm glad that all went well. And then we get back in the car and Vicky is calling Kelly again. And that's...
Kelly! Jesus. She's like calling her up all the time. I kind of like the fact that she called her, though.
Yeah.
As opposed to Shannon.
What you would do or I would do if we were in a situation.
Oh, yeah.
If we were in Vicky's situation, I would literally have multiple people on
me
speed
too.
Dial, like different types of people, like the ones that are going to be like straight shooters, mm-hmm. and the other ones that are going to be like, oh, well, don't forget like what they did
exactly.
to you.
Exactly.
Right?
Stir up the drama even more.
Do you think Tamara needed to apologize for anything, or because I looked at it and it was more like one-sided. And I know Vicky, you know, she was kind of bringing up like some old stuff again.
Yes.
But not like she did last season.
Right. No, no, no. She literally brought it up and shoved it down your throat. But this time she didn't. So I don't think Tamara has anything to apologize about.
No.
I feel like, no, I feel like what Vicky did was a lot bigger than what Tamara did. I can't even remember what Tamara did to her. Except yell at her face. Oh, wait, she did yell at her. And she's, but they're always yelling at each other.
Yeah. I mean, that could have been an opportunity to say, like, you know, let's call truce on everything. But yeah, like in Housewives franchise, I mean, this might get brought up, might bring up more things later on.
For sure. For sure. This is going to get brought up.
It's like clean slate and then it's not clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how long it lasts. It looks like
it didn't last long. Let me tell you. Because right after she got done talking to Kelly on the phone, she goes to Kelly's house and then gets into an argument with Kelly. And it's like she's like the bad person again, Vicky.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that. That's mm-hmm. our last topic of the night. And pretty much it's, you know, just when you think that Vicky is just going to be happy this season, no drama, clean slate, did her apology tour,
mm-hmm.
sold out all these venues. Sold out all
VIP
these seats.
VIP sold out.
VIP backstage. She did all of her signings.
Yeah.
We have some more beef for Vicky. It just doesn't end for her.
It doesn't.
I think people like her, people like Nene, Bethany, all of the main characters of these Housewives shows are just never going to see the end of drama.
Right. But before we get into it, though.
Yes.
I just want to say something to our AfterBuzz community.
Let's hear it.
Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, such as The Real Housewives, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. Of course, we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. Because, of course, you need to continue to see us. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out other AfterBuzz TV channels as well. Let us know you did it in the comments and we'll thank you on air. So make sure you do so, even if on our podcast as well. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, we are number one.
We are number one. And give us 5 stars on iTunes as well.
Yes. And again, we read all of your comments. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Tabitha, I know that you watch religiously with us and we really appreciate your views and comments mm-hmm. and everybody that votes in the polls.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody in the live chat?
We do. We have Charmed Suzanne. She says, Miss Heather too. So she's with us there. And she says, yes, bring the fun stuff. Drunk Tamara, Vicky, and Shannon.
Yes.
We're going to see that, I feel like, next episode.
It's just like old times,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Bring it back.
That's good. We need it. We need it, especially this time in what's going on in the world. We just
Amen.
Need, like, fun. I'm over the drama. I mean, we'll get it. We'll get some new drama. I think we want new drama. We're done with the old drama.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like, what is, you know...
Husbands, we're done.
Yeah. What is Gina going to do? What is she going to bring? What is, you know, our new attorney, like, friend going to bring? What are they going to bring to the table? Because we're going to need some new storylines for sure.
Right.
But Kelly, I did not see this coming. You know, the preview last week kind of made me feel like they were talking about not what, you know, they did a really good job at teasing that because mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, I didn't know that. So let's just dive right into it. Basically, you guys, if you watch the episode or if you're listening, Vicky is now being accused of setting up Kelly's ex,
Michael,
with someone in Vicky's, like, surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
So, as what are your thoughts? We need to just get into it.
Oh, God. This is like, there is no other way to say this, but you know what? Kelly is in the right. There is no way that you cannot tell someone that their ex-husband, like, you're setting them up with someone else.
Okay, in Vicky's defense, and I'm just speaking on behalf of her,
okay.
not me, her.
I'm rolling up my sleeves right now. Okay,
I am Vicky's rep. She says that she didn't set anybody up. She was at a party. She wasn't controlling the guest list or whatnot. So if people want to connect and they connect, then they connect.
I get that, but that doesn't mean that you have to go out with them as well and not that let and not let Kelly know. Like, you always have to let your friend know. It's like if I'm out with my friends and I see someone's, like, ex-boyfriend, I'm grabbing my phone, I'm texting, I'm like, oh, you will never believe who is here. You know, like, you always have to.
You wouldn't be across the table with them.
No, God, no.
That's what happened.
Introducing my friends to him? Hell no.
That's what happened.
That is not a good friend. And Kelly called her out, and I'm glad that she did.
Kelly called her out.
And you know what? Vicky thinks that she's still in love with Michael, that Kelly's still in love with Michael, but I don't think so. I think it's just they've been married for so long. It was a marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't think you ever, like, you're still affectionate for the person. Like, you still care for the person. Mm-hmm. That just, I don't think it ever goes away.
Do you think Vicky was in the right for not saying anything because she just didn't want to get involved? Or do you...
No.
Or do you think, let me give you options.
Okay.
So, it's not letting her know because she just didn't want to get involved, didn't want to, like, just be involved with any type of potential drama. Or do you think she saved it for the taping of the show? Ugh, or third option, just didn't realize it at all.
I feel like that's more Vicky. She didn't realize it
at all.
Right. Okay.
That's better.
You know, I think that's more Vicky.
That's better.
But at the same time, I can't help but be upset at that because I would have been hurt if I was Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would have pulled out the waterworks and ran to my room and told somebody to leave.
As she did.
I definitely would have. Because, I mean, my opinion about it is, you know, friends are really important to me. And so if your friend is going through something like that, especially on the show, it's one thing to just be going through that. But if you're publicly going through these things, I think they have the right to know.
Totally.
I think if they didn't go on a double date, fine, whatever. I mean, that's a slip up. But if you're literally going to spend an hour or two, have a cocktail, mm-hmm. do the whole date and
just
hang out.
It was a double date and it was more than one time. Vicky said it.
Exactly.
Yes.
If it's multiple times, then I think you should probably let your girlfriend know.
Yeah. What's so wrong about her having a conversation with her and telling her? I just don't understand why she was hiding it. Do you think she was hiding it?
Vicky?
Yes.
Hmm.
You gave me three options. I want to see what option you choose.
Should we talk after we get off camera?
No. I want to hear now.
I'm kidding. You know what? I want to see the good in all people. So I want to say that Vicky just didn't want to be a part of the drama and just didn't want to have that conversation with Kelly because, you know, like what she said, Kelly has been partying and like going out and going on dates and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not making excuses for Vicky. I'm just saying.
Sounds like you are.
I know. Mm-hmm. You know, I am a Gemini, guys. So we, you know, look us up. We have two opinions. I'm sorry. I love Vicky, but it was kind of messed up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say
that. I love Vicky too, but it just wasn't right. And I think Kelly reacted the way that she should have reacted.
Yeah.
Because she kicked her out of the house.
I definitely think Kelly is right in this situation. 100%. Let me just get my thoughts cleared. She definitely has the right to be upset. That's okay. Your friend, and you should definitely, you know, let your friend know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed a little off.
Yeah.
But for Vicky, if she really just didn't want to deal with the drama and didn't want to talk about it, then that's on her.
She so should have said something. But anyways, do you think this will cause a rift in their relationship?
Yes, that's definitely what I think. And I do get a little worried for Kelly at this point because the show, it's like the Hunger Games, you know? It's allies and...
very good,
It's allies, and now that the girls, the OGs are getting back together and Kelly, you know, she tried so hard to get Vicky on her team and thought
since
she had a
the very
solid...
beginning.
Since the very beginning. And Vicky needed her at that time to kind of have that ally,
too. She didn't have anyone else.
Now that the tides are turning, it's like going in your junior year to your senior year in high school.
Ugh,
you know?
Remind me. Don't remind me.
Exactly. So we have some news and gossip.
Oh, yes, we do.
Let's get into some news and gossip. What do you got for us?
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
Okay. So this was actually reported today on ET. And apparently, Vicky's daughter, Brianna, will no longer appear on The Real Housewives.
No.
So, yeah. So she started appearing since the very, very beginning of the season, and she's been part of it. But she said in a statement that she's really in a great place in her life with her husband, Ryan. He's just retired. They moved to North Carolina, where he's from, and to build a life there. So that is their normal life now, flying cross country. And I guess she's just doing her own thing with her husband and trying to live her life and staying out of the limelight. Which is sad, because I feel like Brianna always was that little angel.
And she's kind of like a fan favorite.
Exactly.
She's like the OG daughter that we need to see on the show.
She would always set Vicky straight, you know? She'd always tell her truths.
You think we're going to get like phone calls from her or nothing at all?
I don't think so.
Maybe she's just done. But it's like a bad season to be done, because everything is just getting better.
I know.
You know?
Let me see. I think that's all I have.
All right. Well, that's a huge story.
Yeah. If you guys have any news for us, be sure to comment down in the comment section and we'll definitely talk about it. But yeah, a lot of these people were just talking recaps, and basically there's some spoilers, but I don't want to get into it.
All right. So I think the perfect time now is to get into some predictions.
Our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. Kind of leaving off where I said, I think Kelly, if she doesn't get it together with Vicky, could be in some serious trouble as far as, you know, getting... just getting her footing off the ground, because when you lose Vicky as an ally, especially now that everybody is kind of going in her direction, this is going to be some drama. This is not ending. It looks like on next week we get to see her hysterically crying and talking to Tamra. Yeah. And you know how it is with these women, because Tamra is pretty much in a good place. We just went over a whole episode of her being in a good place with her and Eddie.
No.
It's going to be really hard for her to choose sides, and it's going to be interesting, but I'm predicting some major issues between Vicky and her.
Ooh, I hope not.
I know.
But I can see that happening.
Yeah, it's just too painful of a situation. And it's not like, you know, a boyfriend or, you know, and those are hurtful too, or boyfriend or girlfriend. It is hurtful, but because she's just off a fresh divorce.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
And I get it. Like, Kelly wanted that divorce and she went for it and she did it. But that just doesn't mean she loses feelings. Like, she doesn't have any feelings, you know?
Yeah, and it was just like less than a year ago, or like a year ago. And, you know, in relationships, it takes years.
Years. It always says it takes half. So if you were married for someone for 9 years, it takes half of that to get over someone.
Oh, wow.
I forgot who told me that, but yeah. Wow. So my prediction is, yes. I think that David will make an appearance back in Shannon's life. Yes.
On the show. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that they'll probably get into an argument, or we'll probably see him once or twice again.
Ooh.
I feel like he's gonna make an appearance. That's okay. My prediction. Well, I hope not, but I kind of see it.
Yes. Well, we will have to see.
Mm-hmm.
So where can everybody find you on social media?
Hey guys, my name is Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And you can also catch me Thursday nights at 8 doing Southern Charm.
And I'm your host, Thomas Rulina. We missed Leanne tonight, and we also missed Haley. But we'll be back next week with a full panel. I'm Thomas Rulina. If you want to check out what I do, my handle is at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. I also developed and created my own show. It's called Your Time with Thomas. Mm. And if you don't live in LA, definitely check it out. We talk about some really cool topics. I talk about my coming out story and so much more things. So definitely check that out and check us out next week.
Yeah.
Here Monday nights. We will see you next week. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily
reflect
the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.